everywhere. Peace is the dream of a silent emperor, broken by his treacherous sons. Those sons continued to fight. Over the green gas giant of Thessala, two great battle fleets engaged. Titanic energies snapped and blinked in the eternal night of space. The total efforts of star systems went into the construction of these fleets. Neither was free of the taint of blood, not in their construction, for tens of thousands of lives had been expended in their making, nor in their usage. The resources of planets had been poured entire into the forging of their frames, and the secrets of ancient sciences plundered to bring them to murderous life. Both had been responsible for the leveling of civilizations. The fleets differed in only two regards. First was in their appearance. One was a gaudy assault on the senses, the other a motley collection of sober liveries. The second and more fundamental difference was in their allegiance. The sober fleet fought for the continuation of humanity's great stellar empire. The gaudy one was dedicated to its extinction. The battle fleets pursued each other in a slow dance that broke through Thessala's rings, hundreds of vessels ploughing gaps through the dust that would take centuries to close. The voiceless lightning of their guns filled the skies of Thessala's